Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
James Sinkinson. He is president of Facts and Logic about the Middle East. I came across an article that was published in the Allgemeine amongst other Jewish publications. The title of the article was Democrats Can No Longer Tolerate the Squad's Anti-Israel Hatred. That's an interesting statement. Lots to unpack. James, thank you for joining us on Chai FM here in Johannesburg.
Hi, Simon. Pleasure to be there.
Really interesting article. Let's actually start with the organization, because I don't know much about Facts and Logic about the Middle East. Just let's spend a minute or two telling us about it.
Sure. FLAME is a 32-year-old organization. It was started by a Holocaust survivor, Gerardo Jaffe, who escaped from Germany in 1938. And he started the organization as a way to counter lies in American media about Israel. And I've been working with the organization for about 15 years, and our founder has passed, and I have taken over the organization, and we still fulfill his vision, which is to choose topics in which we feel that Israel is being maligned, and we pay for editorial style ads to appear in media like the Washington Post, the New York Times, LA Times, Chicago Tribune, Houston Chronicle. These are full-scale 800-word explanations of the issues about Israel. And Facts and Logic about the Middle East, our acronym is FLAME, and FLAME is the only organization in the United States that fulfills that mission with paid editorial messages.
Okay, that is interesting, and no doubt that article was one of those. I'll get to that article in just a moment, because I think it's absolutely important that we talk about it. But before we do, I want to talk to you about the absolute crucial importance of bipartisanship. We've seen a change in the past 3, 4, 5 years. And my question to you, is it the Sanders effect? Is it the Bibi effect? What is it that there appears to be a problem with bipartisanship in the U.S.?
The Democratic Party has been drifting to the left for, let's just say, the last 10 years. And it's been a trend that has continued. And the party, at least it's the left wing of that party, including Sanders and some others we'll talk about this afternoon, have pulled it to a fairly strong anti-Israel position on a lot of issues. And for some members of the House of Representatives, it's complete opposition to the state of Israel. So it would be fallacious to blame Netanyahu. Netanyahu's politics are no different than the other prime ministers over the decades in Israel.
Is that in fact correct? I mean, if I think about the position that Netanyahu took, that he was perhaps forced to take in order to build a coalition with the ultra-religious, wasn't those decisions he made, for example, prayer at the wall, etc., kowtowing to the religious right and therefore falling out of sync with the American Jewish electorate?
Well, the American Jewish electorate does not elect the Prime Minister of Israel, and their concerns are, I'm sure you can understand, you and your listeners can understand, they take second place or third place when it comes to Israeli politics. Netanyahu is a very skillful politician, probably one of the most skillful politicians on earth. And he knows how to put together and hold a coalition, and he did what was necessary. There are many of us here in Israel who disagree with policies that the Netanyahu administration enacted, but we disagree with Naftali Bennett today. I mean, in any government, democratic government, you know, you're not going to love everything that the party in power enacts. So yeah. I think the problem that you described and asked about really is the drift of the Democratic Party in the United States to the left and with some pretty radical factions currently in the party.
So let's talk about that. Let's move on to the squad, because I find it really fascinating that in terms of many left-wing Jews and their Tikkun Olam sympathies, we would agree with their social agenda. However, when it gets to their Israel agenda, it is, I think they crossed a line. I think it became anti-Semitism when the issue of funding the Iron Dome came to the fore. Would you agree with that? Would you think they crossed a line?
Oh, absolutely, I would agree with it. And members of the squad, this is a group of four, and now, with a recent election, five, members of the House of Representatives who have taken very radical positions about Israel and Jews, frankly. Ilhan Omar has made, comments about, that really are, reminiscent decades old, blood libels against Jews. And she talked about, you know, her whole thing about it's the Benjamin's baby, which means Benjamin Franklin, $100 bills, and associated those with Jewish Americans. So her comments have been outright, as have some of Rashida Tlaib, another representative of Palestinian descent, have really been anti-Jewish, and we consider those anti-Semitic. The issue that you brought up was funding or refunding for the Iron Dome defensive anti-missile system of Israel, and to replenish the supply of those of the anti-missile missiles that Israel used to defend itself against Hamas in May of this year.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get my head around, you know, what is actually going on? What's happening within their electorates? Are they experiencing increased popularity because of their anti-Israel stance, or is there a price to be paid for it?
Well, that's a good question. Of course, Israel is not high on the list for American voters, and there are very few American voters who actually vote because of Israel, of any issue having to do with Israel. And that's likely true of Ilhan Omar in Minnesota, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts, and Cori Bush of Missouri. The electorate in their districts elects them for local reasons in general. These people have, these representatives are in general are far left in their stances on all across the board on political issues. And so that could have to do with defunding the police, could have to do with climate change and the effects of that on the local economy, could have to do with bills that gays and transgender people. So it isn't just Israel. It's rarely just Israel in any election in the United States.
How concerned should we as Jews be? Is this a wave that is increasing in ferocity and power, or is this a fringe movement?
Well, it's a fringe movement that's increasing in velocity and power. My organization is trying to contain this virus and to defeat these people at the polls, although my organization is not an electoral political organization. It's strictly educational. But we're trying to tamp it down. It's a pretty broad movement. However, there are many, many Democrats and by far the majority of Democrats who oppose the squad and other radical left Democrats. So we feel we're in good company in the Democratic Party, but it's a worrying trend, and we're doing everything we can to oppose it.
James, we're out of time. Thank you for talking to me this afternoon. I think you have your work cut out for you.
Yes, we do, Simon. Good opportunity to talk with you. I really appreciate it and hope we can do this again.
You can bet on that. You can absolutely bet on that.